Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You've probably seen our next guest's byline before, as his stories and articles have appeared in many newspapers, magazines, and web pages over the past few decades. He considers himself a Southern writer and a blue-collar writer. Making a living as a writer, though, or as any artist for that matter, is not easy. Let's find out how he does it. Tom Poland lives and writes in Columbia, South Carolina, and a disclaimer, he is also a member of the SCETV Advisory Council. Tom, welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be on it. Thank you so much.
Now tell us how this career of yours got started and what it is you are doing now.
Well, I grew up in Georgia, right on the South Carolina line, so I've sort of been in both states most of my life. I attended Georgia, University of Georgia, and got 2 degrees in journalism, a bachelor's and a master's in a little field called media, which at the time was about photography, cinematography, video, and all that. I moved to South Carolina in 74, taught at Columbia College for 4 years, and then had a chance in 78 to join the staff at South Carolina Wildlife Magazine in the film unit. And that's what really got me into writing, because I made my way 4 years later, maybe 5 years later, as managing editor of South Carolina Wildlife Magazine. And while there, I got an opportunity to work on a book. And that sort of led me out of that into freelancing, which for the most part, that's what I've been doing ever since. This is my 50th year as a writer. You know, in fact, I'll be making a 6-day deep dive into South Georgia this summer on a big feature, 2 features. And right now I'm working on a 2-part piece on our struggling shrimp industry. I'll be heading to McClellanville. But I sort of took advantage of anything that came my way. I'm a writer that puts the word free in freelancing. I will take on a project for no money if I like the way it sounds. And that can lead you to some interesting places and situations. I did a story for a magazine on Chuck Lavelle, who started out with the Allman Brothers and now is with the Rolling Stones. Did a feature on him. Did a feature on his wife, went down a few times to South to Macon to visit him. One day he put his arm around my shoulders and said, "Hey, I got a project for you. You're not going to co-write my rock and roll memoir." I said, "Let's do it." So that's kind of how it works. You do something for free now and then, and it leads you into a better place.
And you know, I believe that's where we noticed you last, was the article about Chuck Lavelle and the forestry project.
Yes. That's the other side of the memoir. We're also going to talk about his conservation ways and his tree farming accomplishments. He's been a National Tree Farmer of the Year and Tree Farmer of the Year twice in Georgia. So he's got a really good balanced life. He's a very interesting fellow. Very interesting.
And so some advice for our listeners who may have a desire to become a freelance writer. Are you suggesting that they just get out there and do the freelancing stuff and then hopefully that it develops into something? Or is there a way to break in, you know, and get paid immediately?
Well, I think it's each person's going to have to chart their own path. In my case, I came out doing a lot of magazine features. This was before the internet. It's tough back then. As the internet arrived, it was easier to reach marketplaces and get more readers, and a lot of more opportunities came my way. So today, you know, I do a mix of magazine features, columns for newspapers, some commercial work such as web assignments, web content assignments, and so forth. I do a whole lot of book speaking. I speak anywhere from 30, 40 to 90 something times a year. Libraries, historical societies, all kinds of civic groups, college classes, you name it. That can prove to be pretty good compensation.
And so did you ever find the need to have an agent? Do you have an agent?
When it comes to writing novels, you need an agent. The traditional publication system is pretty much broken now. It's very difficult to get an agent. Cormac McCarthy's brother, Dennis, is a friend of mine. And we were talking a couple of weeks ago. He said in today's world, his brother Cormac McCarthy and William Faulkner and Ernest Hemingway would not be able to get published. Nonfiction, you can go directly to a publisher. Fiction, you need an agent, someone that can take you to the publisher that might have an interest in your work. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's how it works.
Well, Tom, it's been very fascinating, and I know you've got more to share with us. So if it's okay with you, will you be able to come back tomorrow and we'll do part 2?
Sure, let's do part 2.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
All right, thank you.
Tom Poland is a freelance writer who lives and writes in Columbia, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, he is a member of the South Carolina ETV Advisory Council. We will have a link to Tom's webpage posted at ours, so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.